Module 1 and the third stage, guilt versus rejection. So here's the scoreboard. Dumpers end the relationship, dumpies have it ended for them. Naturally, the adjustment process differs since dumpers feel more guilt and dumpies feel more rejection. Dumpers start their adjustment process while still in the relationship, but dumpies start adjusting later after the ending of the relationship. For the mutuals, those who jointly decide to end the relationship, the adjustment process is somewhat easier. At this point, let me explain that I'm going to present four key concepts that are very closely intertwined, but also I should point out that it may get confusing at times. We're going to be viewing the two main people in the end of a relationship drama as the dumper or the dumpee, and we will be exploring the nature of the two very strong feelings which accompany the trauma of relationship endings: guilt and rejection. There are different groups of people at this stage in the recovery process. One, those who walk around in shock, lying on the ground trying to get their emotional wind back. Two, those walking around looking guilty and trying not to look at those on the ground. Three, then there are the others who are walking around holding hands with their former partner. People in the first category, one, on the ground, is the dumpee who was walking the pathway of life when their partner announced they were leaving them and the relationship. Okay, sometimes the dumpee had some warning and sometimes none at all. But either way, they have a great deal of difficulty accepting the ending of the relationship. People in the second category, two. Now those look guilty and often act very guilty, and those are the dumpers. They had been thinking about leaving the relationship for some time and were always busy trying to get their courage up to do so. But they knew it would hurt their partner. So, naturally, they avoided looking at the dumpees lying on the ground, and because that makes them feel more guilty.